AB2H access.
10-4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, good morning. Haven't heard from you in a couple of days.
Heard you at all in a couple of days, so there.
Oh, I've thrown my calls out from time to time on here. You know, it's, can't help it if nobody comes back to me.
Heard you. Must have been missing you. You having a good week?
It's a little bit better week. Not as, not quite as under the gun. When it comes to repairs and whatnot, I've been catching up my list pretty good, you know. A little less stress this week, yeah. Yeah, everything is pretty good. Still doing, but not work until 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, wait. mine's not stressful. It's just long.
So you just bump a dock, all right? I mean, do you actually physically get to be one with the packages, or they have a crew to do that?
Every day in the morning, I have to handle the packages, scan them all, and then there's a couple, one pickup that I actually load myself, but they've got a pallet, electric pallet jack and a cart, so it's no big deal. I just roll it in, unload the cart is the worst I have to do. The other pickups, they're either loaded or they'll load it for me when I'm back in.
Is an tractor trailer in the afternoon?
Tractor trailer all day. I have a four customers that are regular. They get, you know, 50, 100, 150 packages every day. Just too much to put on the small package car. So I have those every day and anything extra that might be in my area. So, and right now I'm taking an empty out to a customer. They're going to work on loading all day. They just don't want it left all night.
Yeah, they don't want nothing messed with, I'm sure.
Don't say this. Don't tell anybody. Keep this between me and you. It is the easiest job at UPS.
Didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have to lower the cone of silence for this conversation.
And please don't tell my wife. She thinks I work hard.
Not knowing your wife's phone number, I have no issue with that. I can keep that promise. Unless you leave a radio on at the house or something like I do.
Anyway, and she wouldn't even hear the radio. Ham radio has been a part of her life since she was a kid, and it's just background noise to her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, you've been to my house, my spare room, sometimes I'll leave the radio on, and it's just loud enough to hear down the hall. But I had to set the radio up. I forgot to do it. I just did it recently for the auto power off. So it goes off in, like, you know, 50 minutes or an hour or something, so that she doesn't hear my conversation all day long.
I'm just kidding. She's involved, but she just has absolutely no interest, and I'm not going to push her. Got one of my sons and a son-in-law and another son-in-law that's interested, so I can get a hold of the doctors if I need to, you know, if the cell phone is not working for whatever reason.
Gotcha. You're getting a little bit noisy there, my friend. Let me let you go. I'm going to be pulling into a gas station here in about a minute to get some gas, and I will catch you a little bit later, perhaps.
Tommy, I'm pulling in to drop this trailer. Have a great day. Nice to hear you. F4ZLK.
All right, Shane. I'll give you a call on the phone a little bit later. A couple things I want to talk to you about. KB2HXS. See ya. I am 4GMI. You're a little scratchy in the cave. Calls are KB2HXS. And I'm about to step out of my vehicle. All right, it was like no copy on that. He kept dropping out. I don't know if you had battery issues or signal issues. Can't tell. You're not holding the machine, sir. I apologize.